This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Leslie Pollard from the Hillsboro Chamber of Commerce. Leslie, welcome to the program. How are you?
Good morning. Hi, Tobin.
And we are here to talk about a new program that the Hillsboro Chamber of Commerce unveiled fairly recently at the Business and Industries Awards Banquet. It's called the 350 Project.
Correct.
For those that don't know, tell us a little bit about this project and what this means.
This project was founded by a woman named Cinda Baxter out of Minnesota, I believe. And the thought behind it is, you know, you pick three local businesses, independently owned businesses, that you don't want to see go out of business. Any three spend a combined $50 in those three businesses and help save your local economy.
And the project, it sounds good. Give us a little history on how the chamber got involved and how this attracted you guys to this project.
Well, I noticed that Vandalia had been a supporter of the project for a while, and I didn't really know too much about it. And so I just went on the internet and did a little bit of research. You know, if you go on 350project.com, they have a load of information. And you know, most small town, but, you know, towns want to promote shop local. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to do something like that too, but something different than just shop local. So we liked the message behind the 350 Project. The chamber has an economic development committee that's, you know, been, you know, gotten together after a long, you know, hiatus. And, you know, we were thinking, how can we, you know, do this shop local program without saying shop local? And we thought the 350 Project, you know, fit, you know, that idea.
It fit. And the thing that amazed me during the presentation, there was a pamphlet that was handed out that compared prices, and these were necessity items that a normal family has to get: dog food, shampoo, soap.
Right. Yep. There was 14 items on this list, and they 14 common household items. And you know, the economic development committee, each committee member went and, you know, they did their own little study. They bought these 14 items in town, and then they went out of town at the store of their choice. And what they found was, you know, some of those items cost a little bit more in Hillsboro, and some of them cost less. But once you add your cost for travel, time, and gas and all that, you know, the price was very comparable. It was, I should have brought it with me today, but I think it was like $5 maybe.
I think it was less than that. It was just like a couple dollars.
Couple bucks.
Difference, which, yeah. I mean, you, by the time you add gas and everything, it's almost,
yeah,
a wash.
I think it was very eye-opening to even those on the committee, you know, because we're all guilty of going out of town, whether it's, you know, in any neighboring town, Litchfield, Vandalia, Springfield. And, you know, what I think a lot of people don't realize is that the Hillsboro tax is, you know, less than neighboring towns and cities. Our tax is 6.25%. And I think it's a little bit higher in other areas. So, you know, the higher tax, your time, your gas, all that stuff, you know, takes into account. And people don't think of that, I don't think.
And this is definitely a new perspective of thinking about the shop local campaign. I mean, once you do add up the dollars and cents, and you add gas mileage and your time in that, it's astounding of what the difference.
It is. And here's some more numbers for you. You know, if just half the people in Hillsboro spent a combined total of $50 a month in these independently owned businesses, their purchases would generate more than $450,000 in revenue per year. You know, for every $100 that's spent in an independently owned business, $68 returns to the community through taxes, payrolls, and other expenditures. If you spend that same amount in a national chain, only $43 comes back. And if you spend that online, nothing comes back.
And the thing is, and listening and being a part of the Economic Development Committee, you got to have businesses that kind of tie in to one another. And that helps out too. And Hillsboro's starting to see that trend.
I think so. You know, I think the businesses, they really want to work together, but they just, you know, you know, small businesses are the lifeblood of the American economy, and they account for, you know, 99.7% of all, you know, employer firms. Yet locally owned independent businesses are under far more pressure than ever. You know, everybody wants to be able to stay in business, and, you know, economic times are tight, not just for, you know, spenders, but those that, you know, they're just trying to keep their doors open. And I think this is a great, you know, way to get this message out to the community to shop at their local businesses and help their local economy.
And when you say it's a tough time, it hits everyone. It's not just the grocery stores. It's not just the Dollar General type stores. the restaurants are being affected because a lot of people aren't eating out mm-hmm. as much. It's affected everyone.
It has.
And so this is the 350 Project. And what can be expected for individuals walking around the borough? Is this going to be a massive campaign going to be used to get the word out about this?
Well, we're working on it. We're working on, you know, new ideas on how to get it out to the community. The chamber has, you know, like I said, we unveiled it at our business and industry dinner on the 16th. So our chamber members know about it, but now we're trying to get it out there in the community. So I'm asking, you know, community members just to keep an eye out for it. So when they see an ad in the paper that says, oh, the 350 Project, you know, they'll kind of know what it's about. Go online, research it a little bit. You know, I'm hoping, you know, WSMI will help us with this. And I've actually was on the phone yesterday with Cinda Baxter, the founder of this project, and we're looking to get her here probably early next year to talk about it. I think, you know, having her here to answer any questions, and she's got some, you know, great new promotional ideas for these merchants to come together and put this project into place.
And I think the other thing that helps is you're seeing kind of a major push to revitalize the downtown. You're seeing buildings now starting to get taken care of, and it's nice to see the city gain a little TLC.
Yes, you know, downtown businesses are starting to, you know, owners are starting to take, you know, a little bit more pride in their, you know, their outside storefronts. Maybe some of those that, you know, some take care of their buildings and some do not, and then the outside, you know, appearance is starting to improve a little bit. You know, the Historic Preservation Committee is working very hard on getting a, you know, historical district established and passed downtown. That's going to be the next big thing, I think, for the city. You know, being on that committee, where we're working hard to get that going, and we hope to see, you know, some that come into play in the next couple of months.
So there's going to be a lot of moving and shaking in the city of Hillsborough.
Yes.
And it's not going to be overnight. It's going to be gradual.
Oh, it's going to take a lot of time. You know, nothing's, like you said, nothing's going to happen overnight. It might take months, it could take even a couple of years probably before anybody sees anything. But I think, you know, we're just doing what we think is best for Hillsborough, and we just ask people to be patient, and, you know, they will see changes in progress.
And as we come to a close, Leslie, thank you so much for coming in and for your time talking about the 350 Project. Anyone seeking more information, they can give you a call at the chamber office.
Yep, at 532-3711, or, you know, the 350 Project information is on our website, you know, hillsboroughchamber.net. And I have posters printed out for local merchants if they want to put them in their windows. I have that, what we're calling the Chamber Challenge, which is that study we just talked about with the 14 common household items. If anybody wants a copy of that, they can stop by my office and get it.
And so just be on the lookout. It's going to be fast approaching. And of course, coming up in January, when the innovator of this project is in town, we'll have you back on again.
Great.
And promote that as well. So Leslie, thank you so much for your time, and I look forward to our chats in the future.
Thank you, Tobin.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guest was Leslie Pollard from the Hillsborough Chamber of Commerce. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.